Ariel Henry is resigning. Haiti is also getting more than $100 million in additional U.S. aid. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 201 points, NASDAQ ahead 153. This is SRN News.
Conservative Theological University has provided biblical theological education for God's pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and Christian educators since 1982. CTU would be delighted to assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, will or can America survive another 4 years of Biden or the Biden administration or any of his acolytes or the potential of Hillary Clinton, God forbid, Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama? And one of those three, I believe, will replace Joe Biden at the Democratic National Convention. Will America survive? Can it survive? And ladies and gentlemen, we need to be careful and understand the truth. The truth. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you'll be able to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's so vital today, and I believe we need to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have the opportunity to talk with you. Looking forward to your call. But I would love to hear you ask questions and listen to some answers, and some that are anemic on the real question, refuse to answer, refuse to hear the question or the responses to the question. But I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how are you this afternoon?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. I would ask that woman, the previous caller, of. I heard you ask her what crime had he committed, and she gave an ad hominem straw man argument as to you did not believe in the Constitution or the judicial system there. My comment to her is this is irrelevant of the Constitution and judicial system, and I will make this statement that thereby enforces what I just said. If Trump would have committed an act of treason or sedition against the Constitution, we would have a federal lawsuit instigated by a Democratic-led and by, what's his name, Ray?
Christopher Ray.
Christopher Ray, yeah, he would have initiated charges.
Christopher Ray is FBI, and it is Merrick Garland that's the...
Merrick Garland, thing. That's correct. I stand corrected, sir. Merrick Garland would have brought charges against Donald Trump, and according to the very same Constitution, an amendment that was added in 1866, which says that if you are convicted, tried and convicted of an act of treason or sedition, you cannot hold a government office. The reason that amendment was put into the Constitution was because of the Civil War itself. So it's obvious that she's never read the Constitution or has any inkling of the history of how the amendment process and the judicial system work within the United States of America. Currently, we have a systems on both of those that are being heavily swayed by the Democratic Party. I would further submit that conservatism is a state of mind which is more or less in a line with Christian values.
Correct.
The Democratic Party currently is doing everything they can, and this was in the Biden's State of the Union speech where he admonished the Supreme Court justices that were there in regards to Roe versus Wade, and he would sign a law thereby instating it as a federal right. If she believes that the Democratic Party and all of these things that she brought forward are the truth, then she needs to re-examine herself in her faith in Christ and quit using the Bible in such a way as to enforce values that are not written within the Bible. Every verse that she's quoted there, especially the one about Barabbas, she obviously does not know that one of the apostles was a zealot, and a zealot in Judean culture 2,000 years ago was someone that was extremely in opposition to the Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. And themselves sat at Jesus' feet while he told them that this temple would be torn down, which actually happened in the year 72 AD. I mean, she...
It's obvious, Jim, everything she had to say were Democrat-liberal talking points, and yet she claims she's a Republican. I believe it's a lie, because you can't take the position she was taking and still call yourself a Christian or a Republican. Now, I'm not saying all Republicans are Christians. That's not the point. But it's an impossibility. In fact, I've said for many, many years, it's an impossibility for a person to say, I'm a Christian and I'm a Democrat. Because you look at the Democratic platform, they believe in the transsexual butchery, they believe in the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, they believe in abortion, and you can't believe in those things and then say I'm a Christian. It's an oxymoron, Jim.
Yes, it is. I would like to say something about Robert Hur, if you have a moment, sir.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
I don't know if that is an act on his part of an extremely intelligent individual or an act of fear, because being as closely connected to the Washington, D.C. circuit as he is there, he knows that the Justice Department right now is currently being heavily influenced, along with the DOJ, FBI, and the NSA, and a few other organizations, by the Democratic Party. So, in a way, he gave Biden and the Democrats a choice. Accept non-prosecution by me, or accept mental incompetency. He gave them the choice of what they had to decide on.
That's a good analysis.
In a way, it's kind of a wise decision on his part, because it kind of protects his own, you know, CYA there. Mm-hmm. I hate to use that phrase, but yeah, he was covering himself, but I do believe that the Democrats have to own that one. And we'll see at the end of this testimony today whether this man is truly that clever and he stands behind what he says, and then force feeds it back to them. I'm hoping that I'm somewhat correct about this one, but you never know.
I personally believe that he's finalist to take the stand and tell the truth. He knows that Biden needs to be prosecuted. He stated that in the excerpts that I read from the 400-page document. He knows that he's guilty of stealing the documents. They were found in, what was it, 5, 6, 7 different locations. All of them even gave some of the classified documents to his ghostwriter in writing his book. And even the ghostwriter, in being interviewed by Robert Hur, said that that had taken place, but that he had destroyed all of the notes that he had made. So don't worry about it. Those top secret things that Joe Biden gave me, I've destroyed them, so you don't have to worry about them being falling into someone else's hands. So I believe it was what he's doing now and what he had done then was out of a fear of reprisal from the loose likes lost liberals, the Communist Party on the left called themselves Democrats. I believe that was the whole. And by the way, he's retired, and so now he can stand and say, well, you know, that was my position. I can't answer the questions about that then. I believe there was a motive behind that also. But no, we look at the truth, and when you find out that you had over 200 FBI agents in the Capitol wearing MAGA hats and so forth, and then when you find the truth that the J6 committee had slashed out majority of the truth and had biasedly reported what had taken place. But the whole thing is, Jim, just as you've said, Trump has never been charged with insurrection. He's not an insurrectionist. If he were, if they thought that was it, if they thought they could make a case, as you said, they would have already charged him with insurrection. So for anybody to believe that, they're listening to CNN News too much.
Yes.
Jim, thank you so much for your... Go ahead.
Your question about whether America could be saved or not. Through our Lord Jesus Christ and a revival in this country, yes. Otherwise, even if Trump gets back in, the current woke mind virus that is inhabiting this nation and sickening it mentally, physically, and emotionally, it will never occur. We have no hope without our Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. You're spot on. But one final footnote, Jim. I believe that Trump will be elected. And I believe that as a result of it, we're going to find chaos across America because of people as the lady that just called with hysteria, hair on fire, believing that somehow, some way Trump is the boogeyman and that somehow, some way we need to elect somebody that's perfect and spotless. Joe Biden is not perfect or spotless. Look at his history. Look at his background. And yet you're touting the fact that he needs to go in. Trump's a bad guy. There's a major, major, major problem. And yes, I believe that only way America will be saved is by divine intervention. And if Trump's elected, I believe we're going to find chaos, starting with the loose, lax, lost liberals, the socialist, Marxist, Democratic Party, that will try to refuse to certify him as president, even though he will be elected. So it deserves our prayer, asking God to intervene. And you're exactly right, Jim. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone is 904-831-0917. I believe Miranda's on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. The lady that called in, she is a perfect example of why I implore people to read and inform themselves about what's really going on and what's really happening. Because they're watching too much of the network news, and all of those people are liberal, and they think they're part of the elites, I guess. The elites are the people, though, that are really pulling the strings, like the Obamas. And my main point here is people really need to dig deep and find out the things that you find out and that I find out and that all of us who have had our eyes opened. I mean, really, it's an eye-opening when you start to realize what it's like, whoa, what in the world? And because Joe Biden is a serial liar, okay? And they have him on tape in 1988 where he was talking about how he was the top of his law class, and he made a bunch of brags about all these things he had done, and he hadn't done any of them. I guess he didn't think anybody was going to check.
That's right.
And back then, apparently, we had news people who would dig into it and find out the truth. But we don't have that anymore. We don't have that anymore. The people you see on the network news and the CNN and all of that, those are people that are going along, and they're not telling you anything to rock the boat of the people of the Democrats. They're not telling you anything for that. But anyway, I guess we should all pray for the lady, I suppose.
Well, we need to pray for her, and I the whole thing is, Miranda, and you've tiptoed around it, but I can be bold and say it's a shame to have somebody that is anemic for the truth, ignorant of the truth, and then will, as a preacher friend of mine used to say, open your mouth and skin your ignorance. And that's what just took place in her comments.
Absolutely.
She is totally ignorant of the reality of what's happening, what has happened, and what is taking place, and what we're watching is the lawfare trying to destroy Trump, and then the media part of that destruction attempt, and people that will believe what the media says on it. And as you stated,
Also, I would like to point out to her that, you know, an insurrection, people are armed during an insurrection.
That's right. That's right.
No one was armed.
No one was armed. That's right.
And the main and the reason that that whole thing took place, I think, on January the 6th, was because we had agent provocateurs.
Yes.
In the crowd.
Yes. They were 200 there. Over 200.
But, yes, they were there to stir it up, to get it going.
It was designed as an entrapment for Donald J. Trump.
And his supporters, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. And
Brenda, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. We need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over to question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, I was just going to make that same point that the previous caller just made about that no one was armed. And you can absolutely look at the facts and see from the video that the 1,000-plus people that have been locked up as insurrectionists are not the ones that were dressed up as the FBI that were armed.
That's right.
It's absolutely provable. And we have to remember that God is love is truth. God is love is truth. And where is the truth that we are following? Where is the love that we are showing to those that are speaking the truth?
Well, the whole point is you speak the truth and you're demeaned and despised and dejected because you speak the truth. Truth, there's no such thing as a half truth. It's a whole truth or it's a lie. And that's what we find taking place today. Go back to the statement by the one that had written the book, dystopian novel 1984, when he made the statement that the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. That's the secularist George Orwell. And that's exactly what we see taking place today. It's the reason the person gets all spiked up and angry when you tell the truth. But I believe that it's time we recognize it is a spiritual battle. It is a demonically inspired spiritual battle to divide the nation. In fact, Lisa, I'm sure you're familiar with this. There are ten major points in Marxism. Three of those I've pulled out. It is to destroy the union called marriage, called the union of marriage. Destroy it. Secondly, to divide a nation racially. Thirdly, to dethrone God. That nuclear family, if it's destroyed, the warp and the woof of society is gone. If God is dethroned, and that's the attempts today through Marxism that's being carried out under the guise of the Democratic Party, that is taking place, and there's a desire to, as Barack Obama said, fundamentally change America. And to fundamentally change America, you've got to destroy the foundation. Psalms 11:3 says, and what gets the foundation destroyed, what can the righteous do? Which I believe as righteous, as Christians, and let me use the term, as conservatives, we need to be concerned about our faith, our family, and our freedoms. And it was Tony Perkins that said that Biden had done more to destroy faith, family, and freedom in America than all of the presidents combined. So Lisa, it takes folks that are willing to listen, learn. I don't tout myself as having all of the answers, but I research probably 1,000 to 1,500 articles a week on the subjects that I cover on the broadcast. And so it is my prayer that people will listen and understand where we headed November the 5th of this year. And it's a dangerous territory that we're entering into because of the left, the Marxist left, and what they will do to try to prevent, Donald Trump from being elected. And people will believe the devil's lie that's being promulgated by the socialist Marxist left. So, Lisa, we need to keep studying the Word, know the Word, tell the truth, stand the truth, defend the truth, and keep looking up. Thank you for your call.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. And for those that think that we are biased, for those that think that we should give some accolades to Biden, let's just look at a few of the accolades that we can give to Biden. What are some of those things? We have been put in a position under the Biden administration to have forced lockdowns, to have forced COVID vaccinations, and or lose your job. Under the Biden administration and the push through the CDC and the FDA, there was the forced lockdowns and the forced taking of the injections, which, according to my last reading, about 17 million people globally died as a result of the COVID vaccination, the death jab. So let's thank Biden, give him some accolades for destroying American healthcare system with doing that. We've witnessed the loss of American sovereignty. Let's thank Biden, give him some accolades for allowing 11 to 13 million illegal invaders to come into America. Do you want that? Ladies and gentlemen, do you want that again? Do you want that continuing? Do you want open, wide open borders? They've done that, ladies and gentlemen. The Biden administration has done that to be able to have the election stolen in November. The question perhaps is, how do you steal an election? You bring in about 11, 12, 13 million invaders. You give them, allow them to get a driver's license. You give them work permits. You provide them a cell telephone. You provide them with a place to stay. You provide them with income. And then you turn your eyes when they come into the voting booths to vote. Oh, yes, there will be challenges to that. There'll be court challenges to that. But the courts will refuse to hear it until after the election has been certified. And then they will say you don't have standing. So it'll never be heard. Just as in the 2020 questions that should have been heard in the court system. So let's thank Biden for that. Americans have experienced a serious reduction in net income, thanks to Joe Biden. Due to superinflation, we've watched gasoline price double. We've watched the price of groceries go up 18 to 30%, depending on where you live and what region in America. We've seen America no longer has a energy sufficiency. We're energy dependent now on our enemies. That wasn't so under the Trump administration. When Biden went into office, just a few weeks passed, in fact, the first 90 days, Biden had, by executive orders, some 60-some-odd executive orders just in the first 180 days. Biden has single-handedly taken control of the three branches of government by executive orders. America is no longer energy sufficient. Today, Americans are in a state of moral confusion, calamity. You say, what does that mean? As one of the callers wanted to question, what does it mean, morals and ethics and values? What do you call it, ladies and gentlemen, when you allow and you push for the butchering, the cutting off of healthy body parts on young men and young women under the guise of medical health care? What do you call it? Biden calls it the need for health care for those, and he's pushing that doctors, nurses, emergency rooms carry out the butchery of abortion, the butchery of changing the body. And ladies and gentlemen, under the Biden administration, if a doctor, if a medical worker, a nurse, even in medical school now, they're being required to use the proper pronouns that somebody wants to use. They're being pushed to carry out abortions, being pushed to take training for the transsexual surgeries. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever heard of that from any president's office in the history of America, where there would be the president's main focus to force immoral, ungodly, unholy, illegal acts on society? I'm not. So how can you say that there's not a problem in the Oval Office? There's confusion and calamity as a result of it. And ladies and gentlemen, major, major, major thing from my position is finding and seeing the inequities that's taking place, the unjust system that we have with the lawfare today. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. Says, avalanche of filth. Kirk Cameron takes on school books for pushing immorality to kids. Book fair is filled with progressives, socialist Marxist material that undermine God, family, and the country. For years, Kirk Cameron has made public libraries his focus, the effort to make wholesome content available to kids. We see that there's such an avalanche of filth and material that's twisting the minds of our children, he says, about the most basic things of reality and family and gender and faith. What is America? Cameron said in an interview on CBS News. Ladies and gentlemen, there's never, listen, never in the history of America have we seen a president take the position that I'm going to force immoral, unholy, ungodly laws, rules, and regulations on the populace, as we've seen with Joe Biden. Here's an article should shock the socks off every human being that's listening, and understand that it's as a result of the Biden administration and its push across America to destroy the minds and the hearts and the lives of our kids in the public school system, where CRT is taught, where the LGBTQ sodomite agenda is taught, where transgenderism is taught, where using what you would call your preferred pronoun is pushed. Here's an article. School forces girl to say the D word in graphic sexual assignment. A federal lawsuit against a Nevada school system over a teacher's demand that a student read an offensive, sexually explicit, obscene script. The decision was the first step toward the victory in protecting children from profane. It's a lawsuit been filed by the American Center for Law and Justice. And it says the decision was the first step toward a victory in protecting students from profane, sexually explicit, obscene material in the classrooms. And it goes on with the depravity that was in that classroom setting. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not just that one school. It's across America, the whole school system. And it's as a result of the U.S. Department of Education and the promulgation of the rules and the regulations that's being forced out of the Biden administration and the acolytes and all of the bureaus that are surrounding him, ladies and gentlemen, that's causing that today. And yet, we find that that is the agenda. Here's an article. Judge sets precedent protecting Christian organizations from the transgender agenda funded and its funding demands. And he goes on to talk about a federal judge in North Dakota has issued a ruling in the fight for the Christian Employees Alliance against the Joe Biden administration bureaucratic demand that members provide insurance coverage for and pay for body mutilations for its employees. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the damage that's been done to our nation, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, by the Biden administration. And if that continues, if he is allowed to go back in office, if someone in the circle of influence that he has in the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party, it will destroy the foundation of America. And I'll repeat again, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray. We need to seek God's face. Ask God to heal our land. The only hope we have to survive as a constitutional republic is for God to divinely intervene and give us a free, fair election and place someone in office that will guide our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 90.